Welcome to the Sober Cube podcast.
My name's Anne and I'm an alcoholic. And the question is, how do we keep an open mind on spiritual ideas? I don't know whether I had an open mind when I got to this step, but I do know that I had desperation, and maybe that was the key. Initially, I'd been around Alcoholics Anonymous about 18 months and I hadn't been able to maintain sobriety, and I became really desperate to get something between me and that first drink. I knew I'd got to that place where self-knowledge and the identification that I got at Alcoholics Anonymous meetings wouldn't keep me sober in those strange mental blank spots that kept happening before that first drink. And so I became willing to do what my sponsors suggested and start really working the first three steps. And getting to step two, I was faced with that dilemma of how to acquire some faith. And I wasn't really irreligious, but I wasn't religious. And I had seen spirituality actually as a path of weakness rather than one of strength. But I was desperate, and so I began doing what my then sponsors suggested, which was attempting on a daily basis to connect with some form of power greater than myself. And because I wanted what she had, I followed the suggestion she gave me, which was to try and do that by praying to something I wasn't sure what it was or if it even existed, to ask for another day's sobriety and to thank whatever it was at the end of the day for another sober day. And so there was an element of discipline, I guess, you know, was the second step for me in trying to keep that my mind open to the possibility that there would be this form of help to help me try and be able to maintain sobriety. And, you know, in short version, it began to work, and I began to put one day after another, and I began to feel more confident that if I kept doing that, that I would be able to not pick up a drink a day at a time. And very gradually, that became days, became weeks, and became years. And over those years, I began to explore the spiritual concepts in ways that have varied a lot over time and continue to vary. Most recently, I've become more heavily into meditation, and that's led me down some different pathways. But the key, I think, to being open-minded about it is being willing to listen to others and not to dismiss experiences that might seem foreign or strange to me. And when all else when I despair about all the other approaches, often what I find is I see spirituality in people. I see it in the people in Alcoholics Anonymous, and I see it in people around me in daily life. And those are often the experiences that give me that necessary inspiration or that kind of a jolt to just keep going and go, you know, maybe I don't have the complete answer. Maybe there are things out there beyond my knowledge or experience. And I'm very grateful for the fact that it's a continuing journey. And thanks for asking me to share.
If you would like to share your experience on a recovery question, visit the Sober Cube podcast website at soberq.com. Thanks for listening.